What's that? You've heard it before. Yeah, so have I. And I'm going to say it again and again and again, because here's the truth. The truth is the repetition really is the mother of all understanding. And understanding is the doorway to contentment, and being content is the meaning of life. Now, hear me out. Not content with what you've got, not content with where you are, rather being content with who you are, who you're becoming, and where you're going in life. So say it with me. It's your optimist creed. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing, and I do mean nothing, can disturb your peace of mind. Promise yourself to talk about health, happiness, and prosperity to every single person you meet. Promise yourself to make all your friends and family feel like there's something worthwhile in them, because there is. Promise yourself to look at the sunny side of everything, and in your own life, make your own optimism come true for you. Promise yourself to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect in your life only the best. Promise yourself to be just as enthusiastic about my success as you are about your own, and forget about the mistakes you've made in your past. You have learned from them. You shall not tread down that path again, and you have greater achievements in your very near future. Press on towards them. Promise yourself to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give so much time to your own self-improvement that you simply do not have time to criticize me. Promise yourself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and in your life, be too happy to permit the presence of trouble, because you, and yes, I do mean you, are an optimist. Welcome aboard. Happy 2024, Happy New Year, live from Homer, Alaska. I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Oh, what a beautiful day. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb, engineering and producing the broadcast all the way back up at the mothership of KPEN and KGTL AM and FM, courtesy of Horizon Wireless. Horizon Wireless, 907-226-3130, 907-226-3130. Call Horizon Wireless and say, you know what? We've heard you've got a beacon all the way to the top of the world. We want a part of it. It's the best, fastest, most reliable wireless network you can find. Horizon Wireless. What made America great? What has made America great? What's the foundation of the greatness of America? And there's a few things you can point to, obviously. But let's just start at the beginning. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of who? Say it with me, the governed. That's right, the governed. That's you. That whenever and any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It's pretty straightforward. You and I, though, could spend the entirety of this hour, we could spend hours, we could spend days, months, years discussing that. Just that one page. What's the definition of happiness? What does it mean to be endowed by their Creator? Unalienable? Liberty. Let's dive into that. Life. Wait a minute. Life? Here's a preamble to the Constitution. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So simple, so beautiful. As you think about starting this year, 2024, as you think about what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, and who you want to be in this world this year, maybe you're looking 5 years out, starting with some foundational goals for 2024 that are going to lead to a 5 and 10 year plan for yourself, your family, your business, your health. And then you think about the foundation on which you stand. The foundation on which you and I stand, the platform with which we share the rights, the inalienable rights granted to us, not by government, but by God, that we have opportunity, unlike any other time in human history, unlike any other country in the history of all mankind, you and I, we share this platform. Obviously, people want to get here. Obviously, people want to climb over, under, through whatever wall is put up, be it theoretical in immigration policy, be it actual physical wall. Of course, people want to get here. Of course, people want a piece of this. You and I have our piece, and it's our job to ensure that we're doing what we can, where we are, with what we've got to both protect this foundation, protect this great country, which you are completely able to criticize at any time. You can redress your politicians at any time. Grievances can be redressed any time in this country. No problem. When people are attacking the roots of the tree, that is a problem. And it will foundationally not sustain that kind of infighting to a point where, oh, we can go on for another 275 years. Maybe not if we do not protect the foundation. If we don't recognize, cherish, appreciate, value, share the commonality of that foundation that so many millions have sought to get here, unlike we've ever seen in human history, have come to this country. Of course they want to. We know why. You and I as we move forward with an on top of the world philosophy, a loving, living, giving philosophy, have to also protect these documents. Like our very lives depend upon them, because they do. When we return, we're going to be talking about a very simple message that can change your life, goal setting, and much, much more here on Top of the World. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb, spinning the tunes back up at the mothership for you and me. This is what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. My dad gave me a book a long time ago called Watermelon Magic, Lessons Learned by Wally Amos of the famous Amos Cookie Company. Now, if you don't know, you've heard of Famous Amos, of course. That brand is still in grocery stores. There may be some actual locations, I don't know, sort of like the Mrs. Fields cookies out there. There may be some locations, but I know for sure the brand is alive and well. Wally Amos actually lost control of his company, actually went further. So he went to bottom and then kept digging. And he had to get himself out of a massive multi-million dollar hole. And he ended up writing a book called Watermelon Magic, Seeds of Great. Sorry, I can't remember the subtitle exactly, but I wanted to share this paragraph out of it. I've got the book sitting right over there. I could put my headset down and go get it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to read this chapter, this little paragraph. Wally Amos wrote, "Your future is waiting for you to act now. Whether you know it or not, what you're doing now is preparing you for what's next. Maybe you're not a home run hitter, but you're swinging the bat on the deck of the on the deck circle on deck. See, I don't know sports. What does that mean? Bat on deck circle. All right, you're up next. You're swinging the bat. You're practicing. All right, and someone may be scouting your potential. What you're doing may not seem important, but how you do it may turn out to be. And what you do with what you've got, that's what people call experience." Experience is important. And I was thinking about that, and I was just kind of rifling through the library this morning, looking for quotes and different things to talk about as we talk about approaching the new year and setting goals and looking towards achievement. And I was reminded of somebody who recently, rather than share their story, I'll share mine. Years ago, my parents owned the car wash in my little hometown of Homer, Alaska. And I worked there. I was in the 7th grade, then 8th grade, then 9th grade. Worked there for several years. My dad fired me one year. I'll tell you that story in a minute. And he should have, too, by the way. It was a great lesson. And I worked hard after he fired me. So let me tell you that story. I'll back up. So one day, I'm in 8th grade, and I didn't care for school. I'll be honest with you. I did not like school at all. I liked my friends. I liked the teachers. I got along with people. I just didn't like school work. I just didn't like to work, whatever. I just was a terrible student. Were I to be able to go back in time, I would pay attention and read everything I possibly could. I've made up for it since then, but I got to tell you, I did not like school. And my parents knew that. You know, their goal was to get me through and, you know, moved out and moved on into life. But they knew that I wasn't a great student. And one day I came to my dad and I said, "Dad, I'm going to take some time off of my job to focus on my studies." And he knew it was bogus. He knew it was bunk. He knew I wasn't going to. He knew that it was me being lazy. It's truly what it was. It was so obvious. I wasn't hiding it from anybody. And he said, "Tell you what, this is your last day. You're done." I was like, "Well, I just want to take some days off." "No, you're done. You're done. So finish out the shift and then you are done." He didn't use the words "you're fired," but he said, "You're done." Basically, he did. He fired me. It was about a week. I don't even think a full week went by. And I was back begging for my job back. And he gave it to me with some life lesson. In other words, yes, you can have your job back. However, and then the lesson began. You will dedicate to it. You'll be devoted to it. You're not going to show up halfway. If you're going to show up halfway, you're out again, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole thing. It was an incredible, beautiful lesson I've never forgotten. And so I worked hard. So then I went through 8th grade, 9th grade, still working there after school and weekends. I met some cool people. Some of the employees that worked through there through the course of that time were great, became great friends, good people, and good experience. And I worked hard enough that other people started noticing. And one summer, I got two other job offers because people saw me on the job and said, "Huh, he's got something going on here." And I got two other job offers. And so I say that to echo what Wally's saying. I just went through this experience where this person at their job, I was like, "Why are you even here? Don't you realize the scouts from the majors are watching you? You're showing up halfway, if that. You almost can't stand me, the customer. You don't say hello. You're rude. Why are you here? Don't you recognize that if you're going to be here, get all you can. If you're going to be here, show up beyond just collecting a paycheck. Jim Rohn said, you don't get paid for your time. You get paid for the value you add to the marketplace. And so while you're at work, recognize you're at a constant audition. Everybody's watching. You never know who.
Do you think I'm elitist? Of course I do. You needn't worry about that.
I see trees of green, red roses too, and I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days and the dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The world is whatever you make of it. Today on Top of the World Radio on Purpose, I have one simple message, and everything seems to be woven around it. The DNA of today's show, and maybe you could even go back in time and say the DNA of every single show I've ever done is this, from Napoleon Hill. Could be summed up just like this. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. You can't mess with that recipe. If you can conceive something but you don't believe it's possible for you, then you won't achieve it. If you believe something's possible but you haven't set down what, if you're not aiming towards anything, then you'll end up nowhere. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve.
What a wonderful world. Oh, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yes, it is. You know, we talk a lot about goals here all year long on Top of the World. So it's nothing new for you and I to get together and talk about goals, goal setting, things we want to accomplish, places we want to go, people we want to become, things we want to do, books we want to read and write. So it's January 1st. Great. That's wonderful. But it's not exactly like, I mean, it's sort of like catching us mid-stride. You know what I mean? Like mid-sentence. Like you and I are always talking about this. Not to diminish the value of a fresh canvas at the beginning of the year, but just it's not such an emphasis for you and me because we're doing this all the time. Like, for example, I have a goal, and you know this, I have a goal to lose 10 pounds. I've only got 15 more to go. Come on. That's funny. That is good. And you're right where you're supposed to be. I don't know if that resonates with you, but I think you need to hear that. You are where you're supposed to be. You might feel frustrated. You might want to be somewhere else. You might want to be somebody else, but it's not the right time. I don't know why, but you just have to accept that. And if you do accept that, that contentment we talked about will change everything. What if the door is unlocked? You feel like you're in a room, you're stuck. What if the door is actually unlocked and it's waiting for you to try it? All you have to do is turn the knob. Accept who you are, where you are, with what you've got. Try the door, and if that's locked, try the window and keep working towards it. You might not be, quote, stuck as much as you think you are. In our company here at Story Real Estate, by the way, I am Chris Story, broadcasting live from the corner of West Hill and the Sterling Highway, the nerve center of all things possible and prosperous. Story Real Estate, Story Property, Story Productions. ILoveHomerAlaska.com is the website. We abide by four agreements, and I happened upon Don Miguel Ruiz's book, Four Agreements, when we started our company. I'd been a realtor since 2002. In 2007, we started Story Real Estate. And we said, on what will we base our mission? What is our mission? And Tiffany and I met and we talked about it. We had just read the Blue Ocean Strategy. We had a lot of things in mind. I've been a big devotee up to that point of Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie. I mean, I love all the greats before. And then I run across this little book and we said, you know what? We could spend weeks, months, we could spend tens of thousands of dollars with consultants and probably not come up with something better or more succinct or more on target than these four agreements. And I'll summarize them for you. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote the four agreements and he said, number one, this is the first agreement, be impeccable with your word. That means keep your promises, be careful about what you say, be careful about the words you use and your word. It's twofold. Your word is your bond, is your honor. And what you say to yourself and to others, be impeccable with those words. Speak with integrity. Agreement number two, don't take anything personally. That's tough. You know that's tough. Don't take it personally. Ask this question, what if it's about something else? What else could this mean? Somebody does you wrong. Could be as simple as cutting you off in traffic. What if their loved one's in peril and they're on their way? What else could this mean? Don't take anything personally. Agreement number three, don't make assumptions. Boy, that's tough. In this, especially in our hyper-connected world, I mean, look, the reality is if Genghis Khan was rampaging his way towards your community, you'd understand how easy we have it today. Okay, but the connectedness makes it feel more hyperbolic, more agitated, more angry, more divided than ever, both this country and the world. Truth of it is, it's not. And it's so easy to make assumptions based on what we think is happening, being said, done. Just don't make assumptions. Get to the bottom, be bold and be blunt. Say, hey, hold on a second. I saw you do this, you didn't do this. You said you would, but you didn't, but ask the question. What's going on? Is everything okay with you? Maybe it's not. Don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best with whatever you say you're gonna do, whatever you agree to, just simply do your best. Put your effort forward. And again, going back to the scouts from the majors are watching all the time. Do your best. Those are the four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. As you think about your goals, as you think about who you want to become this year, what do you want to do? Who do you want to contribute to? Who do you want to give to in this world today, this year, this moment? Ask yourself, am I living up to these four agreements? I'm Chris Story with David Webb. When we come back, we're going to talk about Henry David Thoreau. And also, it's been said right here on Top of the World. Put it another way, and this is an anonymous quote, you can achieve according to what you believe. I think Napoleon Hill said the same thing. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, as they say. As you begin to set goals this year, for next year, 3, 5, 10 years out, whatever your process is, put that into the process. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. And while we're on the topic of you, be contagious on purpose. See, I think you are contagious no matter whether you admit it, know it, or not. You are contagious. No matter what your attitude is, good or bad, indifferent, you're contagious. You impact the people around you. So be contagious on purpose. Have real influence in the lives of every single person you come into contact with. There's going to be times, and by the way, just pre-forgive yourself. Pre-forgiveness, just forgive yourself. You're a human being. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to be less, you're not going to show up all the time as you would like to be. So when you don't, and you're less imperfect because you're human, just pre-forgive yourself. See, you know what? I'm not making excuses, but I'm not going to also chastise myself, beat myself into the ground because I didn't show up exactly as I should have or could have. I wish I'd have handled that differently. That's okay. Remember, learn from your past mistakes and move on to your greater achievements. Live in the present. Learn from your past, but live right here in the present. So no matter your attitude, you're contagious. We know this. Scientifically proven, you have an impact. When you're telling a story, when you're listening to a story, your brain, the center in your brain, is lit up precisely in the exact location as the person telling, receiving. That is as close to a mind meld as we're going to get. You and I have that happening right now. So I hope to be impacting you positively. That's my goal. I'm not here for the pessimist. I take them, love them, but I'm not here for them to try to persuade them towards positivity. I'm trying to influence them this way. I'm trying to pull everybody to the side of the street. It reminds me of the story about coffee. The coffee bean, you've heard this. I think there's a variety of iterations, but essentially, little girl comes to grandma and says, "Grandma, you know," grandma says, "you know, well, let's go in and talk about attitude." And she says, "Look, here's a carrot, here's an egg, and here's a coffee bean." She puts the carrot in the hot water. It becomes soft and mushy. Puts the egg in the hot water. It becomes hard. Puts the coffee bean in the hot water. It influences the water and becomes coffee. So you and I ought to be more like the coffee bean. That's what we're here for. Be resilient, right? Bring your positive attitude to everything you do. You are the coffee bean positively impacting. Now, you can be bitter. Some coffee's bitter. Some is sweet. Some is dark. Some is light. But know that you're contagious and just be so on purpose. And if you do, you're gonna really get more out. Not just be able to give, but you're going to be able to get more out of life. Like, for example, if you simply just send a text right now, doesn't matter what it says, say anything at 907-299-7653, and you're going to get entered to win a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee. Text right now, any word, anything. We do a process in our family called the one word. A lot of people have done this. I've talked to John Gordon on the show about this. The one word represents our word for the year. If you want to share your word for the year, which is a really cool process, mine is gratitude, by the way, don't mind sharing it. Do that. Send it at 299-7653. Any word you want. Right now, enter to win a free coffee card.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee.
And at Captain's Coffee, captainscoffee.com, you can have the world's greatest cup delivered to your door. Get the breakfast blend bean, any of their beans, they're fantastic. The Fisherman's Friend, it's all good. captainscoffee.com.
Tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea.
Mm-mm. What about tomato juice?
Tomato
nope.
Juice.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Frank. 299-7653. Allow me to demonstrate the product on air. That's good coffee. Captainscoffee.com. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "It's not enough to be industrious. So are the ants. What are you industrious about? What are you doing?" It reminds me of what Stephen Covey said. Never mistake productivity with activity. You can be busy doing a whole lot of nothing. Make sure you're busy doing the right thing. You know what adds two kinds of value to real estate? Pavement, that's what. Your property grows in value and you get use value. So why wait to sell? Add two kinds of value right now. Dutch Boy paved my driveway, and to be honest, we can't believe we ever lived without it. That's use value. When we go to sell, because one day we will, the market's going to pay us back for the pavement. Call Dutch Boy for your free estimate today and get two kinds of value tomorrow. Dutch Boy Landscaping, your paving pro at 235-7140. No more rolling stones. Let Dutch Boy paint it black at 235-7140. I was going back over what happened 100 years ago in 2024. It's good to look back at 1924 and just remind yourself of how far we've come. Also, in so many ways, how good we've got it. Again, if you just rely on social media, if you just rely on what you're told, and you don't apply critical thinking, you don't unplug from that connected world, you'd think everything is on fire. Everything's as bad as it's ever been. But the truth of it is, we've got it pretty good. We need to continue to pay attention, keep our, you know, nose to the grindstone, develop, build, become, but also hold our politicians accountable. I'm not suggesting we completely bury our heads, but I'm just saying that it's not as bad as many would have you believe. Okay, 1924, 100 years ago, the first Winter Olympics were held in Chamonix, France. I actually prefer the Winter Olympics. I'll watch any of the Olympics, but I really prefer the winter sports. It was great fun. Vladimir Lenin died in 1924, the leader of the Russian Revolution. Died in 1924. The Russian Revolution took place in 1917. The Romanovs, what a great story. I would love if somebody, and if there is a movie out there that you know of that's done very, very well about that, I would love to see it. Otherwise, I'd love to see like a mini-series, which, by the way, we're in the golden age of television, if you didn't know it. Mini-series are back. There's these one-off seasons, you know, of a particular book that they'll break out into a season, which is really what we used to call a mini-series. They're really, we are in the golden age of television. Let's see here. Calvin Coolidge was elected president, the 30th president, 100 years ago. Hitler's Mein Kampf was published, his autobiographical manifesto. Believe what they say, by the way. He told the world what he was going to do, and then he did it. I've never read it. I've known some people that have read it just to kind of get a sense of getting in his head. I don't know. I haven't had a desire. Maybe I should. Winnie the Pooh, the first collection of stories about Winnie the Pooh came out from A.A. Milne in 1924. The Dawes Plan was signed to resolve the issues of German reparations after World War I. Started two wars, that's all I'm saying. First Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade took place. New York City in 1924. IBM was founded, International Business Machines. Tom Watson, by the way, interesting character, good to read about. Let's see here. Ramsay MacDonald becomes UK Prime Minister. I don't know if I care about that. George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue came out. First round-the-world flight, 1924. The first successful circumnavigation of the globe was done by a team of aviators and Douglas World Cruiser. MGM was founded. That's not the one that Harvey Weinstein went on to? No? Okay. Mickey Mouse was created and launched in 2024. Answer promo. I don't know what that is. I don't care. Pippi Longstocking. First Pippi Longstocking book by Astrid Lindgren was published in Sweden. I didn't realize Pippi Longstocking. I thought she came out in the late 70s, early 80s when those terrible movies came out. Interesting. First Labor government in Australia won their federal election. Here you go. This is cool. Here we go. 1924, King Tut's tomb was opened. That's right. King Tut's tomb was opened by Howard Carter, revealing the wealth of artifacts and, of course, unleashing a massive curse. This, of course, was the top song by Bernie Mac. He's a comedian. Who was it? Ben Bernie. Ben Bernie. That's right. Sweet Georgia Brown. There is a certain tone to the 20s music that I find grating. I don't know about you. That's enough. Maybe if I was sitting in a speakeasy, you know what I mean? Maybe there's a vibe where it's appropriate, but it does just, by and large, drive me nutty. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Let's check the phones and see if you've sent any words in. You have done a few here. Dave Skaliski says, I'm a people person. I like people because I think without people, we wouldn't be here. That's touche. Friend of the show, Jim Stern, says, Calvin Coolidge never got in trouble for something I didn't say. I like that. Never got in trouble for something I didn't say. That's good. I should probably pay more attention to that. Oh, my granddaughter, Nevaeh, is listening. Hello, Nevaeh. love you, girl. A happy birthday, by the way. Big 13. And this girl is 13 going on 30 like you've never met. Adorable, smart, wise, wonderful. I don't know what her word was this year. I think we're still waiting on her to come up with her word. But I know it's going to be grand and great and fit her perfectly. I want to read in just a little bit from Jim Rohn's book, The World Is Yours. He says that you face two choices in this world. Two choices. I'll share that. Coming up on The Backyard Millionaire on Thursday, going to spend a little time talking about the philosophy that we have crafted here that says you cannot save your way to wealth, but you can invest your way to a fortune if you can learn to save. So that's going to be a bit of a topic, saving money in this current economy. Also, in just a moment, I've got a message just for you delivered from 2,500 years ago. I'm Chris Story, along with Mr. David Webb. If you want to listen to this show back at your own convenience at any time, you can go to our website, ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. Marcus Aurelius wrote to himself in his own journal, never to be seen by anybody else, but it's been printed millions of times around the world, "To pursue the unattainable is insanity. Yet the thoughtless can never refrain from doing so." You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb. What does that mean? To pursue the unattainable is insanity. Yet the thoughtless can never refrain from doing so. I mean, don't we want to aim high? Is Marcus Aurelius, was he suggesting you shouldn't aim so high? To pursue the unattainable is insanity. Yet the thoughtless can never refrain from doing so. And I thought about that a little bit. I was reading through Meditations. And by the way, it's a great little book. I picked up a used copy for like $2. It's like, wow. I mean, the value available in books, in information for $2. Are you kidding me? So I thought about it. I was like, what does he mean? To pursue the unattainable is insanity. Yet the thoughtless can never refrain from doing so. And I thought about it. It's like, okay, what does he mean unattainable? And I think here's what I got from this. And I could be wrong. You can take away whatever you want from it. But here's what I took away. The unattainable is the end. In other words, you're never going to have enough money if you make money your aim. You're never going to have enough happiness if all you want to do is live to be happy and not do the hard stuff. There's nothing unattainable about setting goals. And I don't think that he was suggesting you set your goals low. Like one time a friend of mine said, oh, and he made a mission statement for his whole year, aim low, succeed. And I said, I don't know that you want to do that. I know you're kind of being facetious and funny, but have you noticed you're telling everybody that's your mission? Aim low, succeed. So if you wish for something that isn't in alignment with who you are, I think that's unattainable. If you want to be somebody different, but yet you don't do anything about it, or you just aren't willing to accept you were born in the skin you're in, you are who you are, that's unattainable. What's attainable for you, sky's the limit if you're willing to do the work. Sky's the limit if you're willing to accept and love who you are. If you're overweight and you don't love yourself today, you're not going to love yourself when you're thinner. Trust me, I've been there.
I have a new book out. It's got a chapter on blurting. You might want to pick it up.
These days, we've been looking up. We got so much to say. We got someone to love. We got good friends. They're so good to us. And haters can hate. And fakers can front. So we try to live like it's all.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Text in your word for the year for you. Enter to win a coffee card like my good friend Jim Stearns. What a great guy. Do you remember, and you can go back and listen to it, I interviewed Jim several years ago about his book called Feeding the Dead. he had toured with and fed the Grateful Dead. He was their service provider for all their venues and events. And he's texted in his word for the year, which doesn't surprise me. Service. Service. It's a high calling. In fact, my mission statement, which, again, this is why it doesn't surprise me, because Jim and I have a lot in common. My mission statement on the regular, ongoing, and I kind of developed this probably is about 20 years ago as a definite chief aim, having just read, it was probably more like 25 years ago, but whatever, whenever I found The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, he highly recommends you got to have a chief definite aim. And so I developed this one, and I've said it so often, written it, journaled about it. My definite chief aim is to serve, influence, inspire, and be a positive force in as many people's lives as possible. And how I do that, where I do that, has changed over the years, but that aim hasn't. So, Jim, you are an honorary winner. You are going to Kempton's Coffee absolutely free. Text in your word at 907-299-7653. So I was reading through, preparing for our conversation today, Jack Canfield. I get a lot of value out of Jack Canfield. He's wonderful. He started a billion-dollar brand called Chicken Soup for the Soul. He and his partner, Mark Victor Hansen. And they ended up selling it, like I said, $1 billion brand. I just stumbled for a second there because I was thinking about, he flew into Vegas in his own Falcon jet to an event Tiffany and I attended. And I remember being blown away by that. This guy came up with an idea to serve humanity. And that's really how it started. He just wanted to serve people. And it ended up paying him back to where he flew in on this jet and yet at the same time stood in a receiving line for an hour and a half so we could each shake his hand. What a great guy. He's got this little formula called E plus R equals O. Event plus your response equals the outcome. You can't control who's going to get elected. You can vote, but that's your response. You can't control who gets elected, but you can control how you respond. You can control how you respond to any event that's outside of or inside your control. Maybe there was an event that maybe you put something off. It could be health, it could be wealth, it could be relationships. You put something off and an event has occurred as a result of that. Now you have to deal with it. How are you going to deal with it? The events in your life do not determine your outcome. The events plus your response will determine the outcome. It couldn't be simpler. E plus R equals O. That is a great way to think about starting this year. Just think about that. Okay, there's an event that's going to occur next week. How are you going to deal with it? And you could be pre-planning. You could be proactive. You can be upfront and try to be as response-able as you can possibly be. But you're responsible in the end to control how you respond to what happens to you. Sounds like a lot of word salad, which basically just says, it's up to you. What's going to happen? Some of it's going to come at you, but you're able to respond. So be responsive. Heraclitus, over 2,500 years ago, said, and I do say said because he didn't write anything down. His scribes, some people around him, his devotees wrote stuff down, but he didn't write books. He didn't write on chisel anything into concrete or stone. But it was recorded that he said, that which opposes produces a benefit. Push-pull. Like, I have friends in my life, good friends, that are completely antithetical to me, politically speaking. But I can guarantee you I could call one of them right now and say, I'm out of gas. They will come help me. We need two sides. Who is it? He wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. His name's escaping me. But he said that of politics, left-wing, right-wing, same ugly bird, we have that in common, but we need the push-pull. We need opposing thoughts and ideas. If you and I agree on everything, maybe one of us is not necessary. I love that idea. That which opposes you produces benefits. Napoleon Hill also said, with every adversity comes with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. It's for you to find out what that is. Simplistically speaking, it's the silver lining in the cloud. But think of it, what's opposing you? You could try to stop it, or you could be a little bit like jujitsu and just let it move by you. Just move with it, move away from it. What's opposing you isn't there to stop you. Maybe it's there to help you sharpen the saw. Maybe it's there to help you define and defend your own ideas. I have a couple of friends that couldn't be more liberal, couldn't be more left-leaning, near as socialism as possible. And I love bringing them ideas. I love to bring ideas to them and just hammer out. And it helps me, their opposition to logic. See how I worked that in there? It's my show. I can say that. But their opposition to me actually helps me hone my own logic and make sure that I'm on track and I'm applying critical thinking, not just parroting what I heard, what I read, but actually applying critical thinking. And so they actually do a favor to me. Jim Rohn wrote a little book called The World Is Yours, and he said in it, you have two choices. Each of us has two distinct choices to make about what we will do with our lives. He said the first choice we can make is to be less than we have the capacity to be. You could earn less, have less, do less, read less, think less, try less, discipline yourself less. All of it's up to you. You can try to be less. You can make that choice, be less than you can be, or you have a second choice. He said you could do it all. What does that mean? You can do it all. You can't do it all, right? Well, you could try. You could aim for that. You can become all you can be. You can aim towards reading every book you can. Learn as much as you can while you're here. If I could go back in time, let's just say I was my granddaughter Nevaeh's age again, 13, and I could go back in time, I would read more. I would pay attention more. I wouldn't ask questions like, when will I ever need to know the Pythagorean theorem again? Really? Yes, you will. Learn more. Get all the information you can while you're here. Strive to produce and accomplish as much as you possibly can. You have that choice to do or not to do, to be or not to be, to become or not become. Those are the two choices we each have. I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say the mid rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win. And the water's as high as the time zone rent. So I jump back in the world, learn to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am. Just waiting for this star. So as you think about 2024 and beyond, make sure that you've got a definite chief aim, not just for your finances, include your finances, but not just your finances, your health, your relationships, giving. Where do you intend to be generous this year? What service will you provide this year? Keep in mind the golden shovel formula with all things that enter your mind that you want to accomplish. Leverage multiplied by effort will equal gold. You can have and hold anything you want if you'll use leverage. Just for example, my leverage in my health is my treadmill. I just have to get myself out onto it. And once I'm there, that's the leverage against me weighing 450 pounds. That's the leverage against me not being able to stand up. You know, I use that as leverage. It multiplies my efforts greatly. Relationships, here's my leverage. Care. I care, honestly, genuinely care about you. I literally do care about people. And that multiplied by my efforts to communicate leads to my reward, which is deep friendships, endless opportunities to help people both professionally and personally. And I take great pride in that caring is my leverage. Communicating is the effort, but caring is my leverage that magnifies my relationship with you. For example, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my clients, customers, and then literally people that will email me and ask a very serious life question or entrust me with looking for counsel. And that's the greatest and highest honor I could ask for. Thank you so much, and may God bless you and your family this year. I really do love you, and I appreciate you being here and part of my family. Remember to look forward in life. Learn from your past, but do not forget that the good life is lived right here in the present. We'll see you next time.